LBC, Friday, 4:45. Simon Marks's American Week.
Eddie, there are some things that America still does better than anyone else, and we'll explore one of those in a few minutes' time. But there are equally some things that America just cannot handle. Nuance is one of them. They like stuff here to be black or white, good or bad, up or down. Just take a listen to President Biden during a CNN televised town hall on Wednesday.
It's a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Sounds good, right? Get vaccinated, and as the president keeps telling America, you too can declare independence from the pandemic.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. The message to Americans by their president there could not have been clearer. And it also could not have been more false. Now, let me say right from the get-go, we know that the COVID-19 vaccines work. There's no question that they reduce the chance of the virus leaving people in hospital or dead. But it is flatly untrue to say that if you get jabbed, you can't get COVID-19. And President Biden ought to know that better than most.
Let me confirm that yesterday, a fully vaccinated White House official tested positive for COVID-19 off campus. In accordance with our rigorous COVID-19 protocols, the official remains off campus as they wait for a confirmatory PCR test.
That is the president's press secretary, Jen Psaki, confirming on Tuesday rumors of a so-called breakthrough case at the White House. She was essentially forced by probing reporters to admit that, yes, a fully vaccinated White House staff member had nonetheless come down with COVID-19. And she revealed there have been other cases that the White House press corps had not previously learned about.
I want to back up here to this breakthrough case here at the White House.
Confirmed
today there's been a breakthrough case.
Yep.
But you're also confirming there have been other breakthrough cases.
Yep.
But you had not previously disclosed that there had been.
And that's correct. We had also committed during the transition that I think there's hundreds, thousands of people who work in the federal government, as you all know. And we had committed during the transition that if it was a commissioned officer, who are the highest level ranking people in the White House and in the building here, that we would make that information publicly available. We stand by that commitment.
That commitment didn't amount to much. Only 25% of White House staff are officially commissioned officers, so the public would never find out if any of the vast majority of vaccinated staffers caught the Delta variant. And within 24 hours, even that minimal promise was shattered.
Because of our commitment to transparency, what we're going to be providing are updates on any White House official who tests positive for COVID-19 that the White House medical unit deems as having had close contact with the president, vice president, first lady, or second gentleman.
So what she was actually announcing there is that the White House will now be less transparent rather than more. And as for COVID-positive people who come into direct contact with the president or the vice president, well, only last weekend the White House was insisting that Vice President Kamala Harris did not need to get tested, despite having been in a meeting with five Texas Democrats, themselves fully vaccinated, themselves all positive for COVID-19. It's a mess, and it's accompanied by claims and statistics that President Biden and members of his team continue to repeat like a mantra in an understandably desperate quest to persuade the country's 100 million vaccine refuseniks to get the shot.
We have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten a vaccination. Is that basic, that simple? 10,000 people have recently died. 9,950 of them, or thereabouts, are people who hadn't been vaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
99.5% of COVID-19 deaths And 97% of hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated.
Well, what the science says is that 97% of hospitalizations are people who are unvaccinated.
Now, again, vaccines work, but those claims made respectively there by the president, his CDC director, his surgeon general and his press secretary may not, in fact, be an accurate reflection of the science. On Capitol Hill this week, members of Congress wanted to know, where did CDC director Dr. Rochelle Walensky come up with those numbers?
In a five-month study from January to May in numerous states, five or six states, it was 99.5%.
So that study was conducted in only half a dozen of America's 50 states and was concluded before the Delta variant started spreading. And if you look at the CDC's website, in the small print, you'll find an admission that its research on breakthrough cases is so limited that its data, quote, might not be complete or representative. Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, not unreasonably, wanted to know what on earth is going on.
It's my understanding that CDC is only tracking breakthroughs that result in hospitalization. Is that accurate?
No, it's not. So that's in passive surveillance, which is, as I mentioned earlier, not the best way to track these breakthroughs and one of the limitations of our passive surveillance system, which is why we are collecting longitudinal data in tens of thousands of people, some of whom are getting weekly PCRs, so that we can check test for asymptomatic breakthroughs as well.
Okay. You're going to have to prove the data that says you probably won't go to the hospital and you certainly won't die. So without that data, you're in a very weak situation.
And a situation that sees the Biden administration repeatedly making claims that are not matched in other developed nations. In Israel, for instance, data this week showed that only around 40% of hospitalizations were among the unvaccinated, not 97% as America claims. Public Health England reported that for the week of June the 8th, two-thirds of COVID deaths were unvaccinated, far short of the 99.5% claimed in the US by the White House. Now, you might be saying, who cares? Why does it matter? Well, first of all, because Joe Biden is the president who always promised to level with the American people and tell them the truth. But also because the White House is playing right into the hands of its critics, people who relentlessly encourage Americans to snub the vaccines, like Fox News presenter Tucker Carlson.
We know lying when we see it, and you just saw it. To say again in unison, and they're all saying it, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is simply untrue. That's a lie. There's a massive discrepancy between that political talking point, which is exactly what it is, and what the data in a bunch of different countries are showing.
The White House finds itself accused of trafficking in vaccine misinformation at exactly the moment when it is trying to fight a battle against vaccine misinformation. All of this is stirring a sense of deep trouble ahead as emergency rooms fill up, intensive care units start running out of beds again, and demand for the vaccines remains stagnant. The virus is preying particularly on communities with low rates of vaccination. Four states, Florida, Alaska, Mississippi, and Arkansas, are now responsible for more than 40% of new cases. And in parts of the country where progress against COVID has been hard won, elected officials want to keep it that way. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, told workers in Manhattan's public hospitals this week that if they don't get jabbed and then refuse to get a weekly COVID test, they can kiss goodbye to their jobs.
It's time to say, okay, starting with our healthcare workers, here's a very fair choice. And again, I think it will move a lot of people to get vaccinated and others over time. But at minimum, we will be sending a message constantly. It's time, it's time, it's time.
But on the streets of New York, outside one of those hospitals, furious exchanges between members of the public and healthcare workers who don't want the vaccine.
You can be vaccinated,
it's
but you choose not to. Well, then quit. Then get another job.
It's
it doesn't involve infected people.
It's my prerogative.
Yeah, it's my prerogative, too, to not have somebody who's going to infect me. If I'm a pilot of an airplane and I decide, I want to drink before I go up, I'm affecting other people. It's my prerogative to drink, but not while I'm operating a plane.
I understand why I'm my decision is affecting you.
I'm explaining it.
Reality began to bite here this week in a country where most Americans have no idea, because their government hasn't told them, that even after getting vaccinated, they can still catch COVID, especially the Delta variant, and pass it on to children preparing to return to school at the end of next month. For that, cities all over the country are largely unprepared. Certainly here in Washington, they do not seem to anticipate that the Delta variant will soon be coursing through the classrooms. In the absence of any White House direction, Chicago is trying to stay ahead of the curve. It announced last night that all pupils and staff will be required to wear masks regardless of their vaccine status. If the Biden administration is in a pickle, its opponents are also in a jam. One top Republican this week, Congressman Steve Scalise, decided to get vaccinated and tell everyone about it. Others remain coy about whether they've been jabbed. And the party's agonies play out daily on right-wing media.
Please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more deaths. And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
That's Fox News presenter Sean Hannity on Wednesday, who, as we told you last week, seems uniquely to understand that his audience is about to encounter a COVID-19 buzzsaw. But 24 hours later, he was backpedaling after some on the conspiracy theory right accused him of betraying the cause and embracing the vaccines that they spurn.
I'm not urging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine because I'm not a doctor. That is not what I said. I said to take it seriously. It can kill you. You know, Biden's suggesting that, you know, people like me had an altar call on vaccines. No, I haven't.
Clear as mud. Fox News breakfast hosts Brian Kilmeade and Steve Doocy have spent their week weighing up personal freedoms against, well, death.
If you didn't get a vaccination, that's your choice. And if you didn't, if you want to go cliff diving this weekend, you don't have to check with me. It seems a little dangerous, but I'm not going to judge you. And if you go ahead and put yourself in danger, if you feel as though this is not something for you, don't do it. But don't affect my life.
99% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated.
That's so their choice.
They don't want to die.
Confused much? What a country. In the next American Week, listen out for the screeching of brakes as the Centers for Disease Control prepares to make a U-turn and tell even vaccinated Americans to start wearing face masks again. It is preordained. There are dangers ahead. But dangers behind for the crew of Blue Origin. Now, I know you probably think that Jeff Bezos has had the first ever successful humility bypass and that he could have done the world a favor by financing the production of vaccines instead of choosing to spend his money on a journey into space that he says might pave the way for us to mess up other planets in addition to our own. But his trip into space this week did create a new American hero.
And Wally, would you join me, please?
He selected 82-year-old Wally Funk to take the journey with him. 6 decades after she first trained to go into space, she earned her wings.
60 years, Wally. And I get to pin this on.
Wow. The best pin I've ever had in my life. And I've had lots of them.
A veteran pilot, she became overnight a cast iron American hero, having boldly gone where no one older has ever gone before.
I was just laying down and I was going into space. And I want to thank you, sweetheart, because you made it possible for me. I've been waiting a long time to finally get it up there. I flew airplanes. I had 19,000 some hours. I loved it. We had a great time. It was wonderful. I want to go again fast.
This American Week, Eddie, it took a woman called Funk to bring us all out of one.
Simon Marks, back here next Friday at 4:45. This is LBC. I'm Eddie Mayer.